This is RSP and D Update, episode 125 for November 8th, 2007. We're all a bunch of retards. This is RSBNB Update right now, episode 125. 125 is the cube root of 5. The 5 is the cube root of 125. There we go.
Train messed it up.
It's just words, but I got 5 and 3 and 125 right. Okay, so Brad's here this week again. You're back for a while now, right?
2 weeks in a row.
You're going to be back for a while?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Okay, and we also have Paul here, PFK99s.
Hello!
Hello. Just had a brush with death with Windows Vista.
Yeah, a little bit. It happened once in a while.
Yes.
Especially with Skype.
Okay, basically you're on here because you won our little contest of posting pictures, and, you know, it just seems like it that when people want to come on the show, they say they want to come on the show, but nobody seems to be willing to put their nose down and do the effort when it comes time, you know?
It's because they're scared of you.
No, why would they be scared of me?
Because you're a psychopath.
I don't think so.
I think the laugh says it all. Anybody who listens to Shane's laugh will know he's a psychopath. Stop it. Please.
Okay. Yes, well, you and Paul can talk later about your plans for the future about
what?
You know, the he's in a profession that you could benefit from.
What in case I want to kill myself?
Yeah, chemical engineering.
Shane, you make absolutely no sense.
Anyways, we'll discuss that later. So you were one of our first ever listeners back in the Pika days, so what episode do you figure you started listening at?
Episode 16, I think.
Wow, that was a long time ago. We've been through lots of stuff since then. Brad, Pika, a few clip shows. Lots of good shows, lots of good audio questions. And we just keep going and going and going. So that's good. We'll be posting your pictures that you gave us in the notes later on. Your farming picture is really nice. Hey, RSBNB, farming sure is fun.
I actually posted them in the, I think it was the RS Media
forum
already.
Okay, well that's good to know. So, do we like assisting people? Like, would you assist me if I needed help?
Hell no.
No, I tell you to go screw yourself.
You guys are mean.
Oh, well.
Have you assisted anybody yet?
No, I just did it to try someone, and someone made a Sarah Doman brew or something, so that works, I guess.
Yeah, the only thing that's bad about it is that you have to stand there and you can't do anything. It's so pointless.
Yeah, it's sort of like we were talking, if it was a many-to-many relationship instead of one-to-one for assisting people, that'd be sort of like the Borg Collective.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I like how you guys go, oh, God, oh, God.
First Star Trek reference must have been inside 2 minutes, maybe three.
Anyways, let's talk about a bit about the assist system. Basically, the whole point in bringing this in was to allow people of lower levels and lower statuses to get help from the higher levels and higher statuses. So let's say you want to make an Amulet of Fury, but you have no friends that you can trust, which is bad for you, because I know I have friends I can trust, right, guys?
You know you can't trust me.
Oh, I can.
You can trust me, sort of.
See, if I didn't have friends like you guys, I'd have to use an assist system. Or rather, if Kelsey, who is one of our highest crafters on RSBNB, was a scammer, see, I could use the assist system with her to make an Amulet of Fury rather than handing over my things. Not that she's a scammer or anything, you know, but just in case.
Did you just accuse Kelsey of scamming?
No, I just said if she was. If she was, you know?
Yes, I know, Shane.
Anyways, So basically the way it works, let's say, what are each of your, farming levels?
60.
Okay.
71, I think. Okay. 72, maybe.
Okay. See, so basically what you guys could do is you guys could come to me, and we could go on a farming run together. I could be assisting both of you, and you guys could plant crops, right? And then they grow. But if I wasn't there to pull them out of the ground, you guys wouldn't get XP. So I'm kind of needed in both cases. So what do you say? Would you guys be interested in doing that?
No.
So you guys could plant some torstal?
No.
Why not?
No.
God. Oh, you guys are so... You guys are like the life lacking life here today.
Because we don't care about farming, and we don't want your help with farming.
Why not?
Because, Shane, we want to get as far away from you as fast as possible.
Anyways, moving on from that bitter note, they used rather interesting names called A and D. You are assisting D. And then the person... Another example they gave is person name is A. Wow.
That's what Andrew Gower is going to call his children.
A and D?
Yeah. My name is A Gower, and my name is D Gower.
That'd be a really nice name to like spell on a game or something, because he'd probably be taking A and D.
What is your name? My name is A.
A.
Sorry, username is under
A.
I'm Canadian. A.
Yes, A. Anyways,
fucking Canadian.
When you open a window to assist someone, you'll be given a choice. When you're assisting someone, you'll be given a choice of what skills you want to allow. And they basically did this to not piss off the runecrafting peers, I think. Because if you think about it, couldn't someone get pissed off for getting XP and say runecrafting when they didn't want it?
Well, the assist system gives 30,000 experience total per day, or up to that much.
Yeah, which is, I think that's a reasonable limit.
Yeah, that's reasonable. You can do a lot with 30,000 experience, but you can't do enough to, you know, get crazy experience by having someone else do all your work, so.
I know.
It's probably a good balance.
See, Brad, what's that? Is that like a Moroccan shaker or something?
It's a belt that I'm messing about with.
I see. Okay. So you'll click on a thing and it'll enable you to get XP in that skill. So then it'll just add up and you can have a maximum of 30k per day, which reasonable, but... See, they make it so you can't plant trees because the trees are not tradable when they're in pot form, you know? So,
yep.
I don't know. I paid most attention to that. Brad, do you want to help me fish sharks one day?
Do you want to abuse my 96 fishing?
Yes.
It'll cost you 50k an hour.
Yeah, right. Don't be cruel.
I wouldn't, no. Shane.
Okay.
If I was being cruel, I'd say it'll cost you 250k an hour.
Yeah, and why would you want to do that? Why would you want to take that much money from me?
Because if I'm logging onto RuneScape, I want to be making some money out of it.
You'll get free fishing XP with just standing on the dock, picking your nose.
I'm boring myself to death.
So, let's before we rate this, does WoW have anything like this?
No.
Okay. Personally,
I think it was put in mainly to, well, the first thing I thought when I saw the update was that it was sort of an anti-scam update, because often you see... You know, posts on the forums, people saying, you know, 99 crafting, whatever, I'll make your Furies, I'll make you Glory Amulets, whatever.
Yeah.
And if you can make them yourself using their level, it would prevent any scamming.
Yeah, that's what I think is good about it, but then... Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what's good about it, but I... like. Let's say you had no friends... And you wanted to get 99 smithing for rune plate bodies. What would be the point in getting 99 smithing if you could just go get assistance from someone, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. Okay, time for ratings.
I don't think World of Warcraft has a need for this type of system, because where in RuneScape you'd frankly be a little worried about handing over such expensive materials to somebody you hardly know. People do it in World of Warcraft all the time, and hardly, well, pretty much nobody gets scammed.
Really? Really?
Yep.
Okay. Ratings out of 5, Paul?
I don't know. I'd give it a 3 or 4.
Okay, Brad?
3.
Okay, I'll go 3.5 to balance it out. Okay, the Meyer Ditch and Berg der Rat children have been updated because they were neglected in that past children update.
I hope social services were informed.
What would they do?
They'd take the Pixel children away from Andrew Gower and slap him with a court order.
Pixel children. Wow. No, basically they just upgraded their looks, so they look better than they did before.
That's what you should call this week's update, Save the Pixel Children.
I don't know about that. I was thinking more along the lines of something like Assist Me, because it's such a... I think this is one of the updates that we'll come back and look upon and say that this was a good update, you know what I mean?
Let's do the update first and judge it, because the ones I think are going to be good turn out crap. And the ones I think are going to turn out crap turn out to be good.
Like which?
I don't know, there used to be updates we used to like... record where I used to think, God, this is such a shit boring update, people are going to hate this. I was supposed to be like, wow, great update, really funny, loved it.
Yeah. you just got a bit of a different mind than everyone else.
It's called a warped mind, Shane. Please, can we continue?
Duel Arena timeout change from 60 down to 30 minutes. What duels last more than 5 minutes?
Ones where you don't try?
I guess.
Yeah. I think it was just to prevent people from just kind of standing there with their friend and just casting curse on them till the timeout. Oh, yeah. I didn't know there was a timeout.
Yeah. Do you get XP 1 hour, for things really in the duel arena?
Yeah.
People used to alkin there before they stopped alking spells, didn't they?
Why the hell would you do that?
You don't, so get, you don't get randoms.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. So then your partner alks as well?
Yep.
I don't know.
Alking buddies. But it was it was stopped because they stopped you casting alking spells in the Jewel Arena.
Yeah, which makes sense because the autoers could just go there and there you go.
Yeah, apparently you can still stand on the top of the Duel Arena and alk up there and you won't get any randoms.
Really?
I don't know how true that is, but I know people who have done it and they say that's the way to do it.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe someone ought to try that next time. Not that we endorse bug abuse, but just to see if it's actually a bug. You know what I mean?
Working as intended.
Exactly. See, that's the thing in programming. Sometimes you can call a bug a hidden feature.
Yeah.
Yep. And well, that's what
like when Skype closes itself down in Vista.
Oh, yeah. I have tons of hidden features in Vista. You guys can't even imagine the hidden features that I have.
Yeah, well, I'm personally waiting for 10.5.1 because my... firewall prevents Skype from working, so right now I'm running Skype from the disk image when it's not, where it's not installed. That's a benefit of OS X, you see. You can run a program from the disk image without having to actually install it. Anyways, moving on. Brad, we're getting some sort of weird thing with your weird voice. Like, sounds like electronic distortion or something with a new microphone.
Is this any better?
No, I don't know. We'll have to troubleshoot it later, but it's not that bad. Anyways, the skill icons have been updated. Y'all remember back in August when this was leaked on the German site?
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
I
see,
the screenshot was leaked. I remember seeing it, yes.
See, they didn't upgrade the high score icons, and these ones... Mike was playing around with him, and he said they look really bad when they get compressed down, so we're not changing our icons over to this one, over to this set. So, I don't know. Some of them look better, some of them don't. One I think that looks the best new is the attack icon.
No, they all look okay. I don't think any look
look at the agility icon, if you zoom in on it. It's a person walking, and you can see themselves. No comment?
Silence.
Dead silence. I don't know. I've heard that fishing is not liked by very many people.
Yeah.
Like, people do not want that on their skill capes.
Oh, they changed the skill capes.
No, they have not changed the skill capes. But if they say they will, if they say they will update them, the people that have the fishing one are gonna retaliate.
Oh.
I heard it's not a very liked picture.
Well, look at Hunter, Construction, and Farming. Those ones weren't changed at all. Like, yeah. Is that just because they're new or what?
It's because they're lazy.
Oh, but farming is such an important skill.
No. It's just that Jagex is lazy. You know, it doesn't matter if it's an important skill.
But runecrafting, that one looks better. Fire making. I'd say they do look better. Maybe I'll be endorsed in... I can't talk. Maybe I'll be influenced to spend more time on RuneScape. What about the Herblore icon? You can definitely see the pattern of the leaves more, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. At least they didn't make it like that one narcotic.
Yeah, like yeah that I posted kind of a picture on that on RuneWire when it first came out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay. Smithing gets the Make X feature.
It's about time.
Right, Brad?
Won't make me Smith anymore, but...
Make the game easier, why don't you?
But it's less clicking. They're saving our hands. To be used for more other important things. Like cooking. Or typing. Or riding your bike. Or petting your dog.
If you can ride a bike and play RuneScape, I'd be highly impressed.
Well, I mean separately.
And I'd pay for your services if you could do that.
So you'd have someone...
Not those services, Shane.
What services? What?
I don't even want to go there. I just don't even want to go there, Shane.
What services? Oh, I thought... Okay, services
you're
is in...
You're so slow, Shane. You get it like 25
but
minutes.
I thought you were talking about like bike riding services or something.
Yes,
delivery
like
services.
To ride my bicycle.
Leveling services.
That's
okay, Brad, that was you, not me.
What, because I said I want you to ride my bike?
No, never mind. On to the poll. Report abuse. Okay.
I'm going to report the abuse Shane's been giving me.
I'm not abusing you.
Yes, you are.
How often do we use the report abuse function here?
Depends where I am. Like, if it's in Draenor, it tends to be... Well, actually, it's not so much anymore. The Ottawars have been mainly removed. But, yeah, whenever I see an Ottawar, I report them, usually.
Good.
Sort of.
Good. Sort of?
But,
what do you mean?
Well, if it's in free-to-play, there's just too many.
Yeah,
and I usually right-click in a huge mass and write them all in my text box and then just report them and as I walk around. But... It's just, there's so many there now, you can't do it.
Yeah. They need to lift that 30-second limit, but anyways, that's a topic for another show. We need a new bot expert, because our other one retired, so anybody knows lots about bots and is interested in doing a segment maybe every week, 8 weeks or so, send me a PM. Okay. A player approaches you asking for personal details. What should you do, Brad?
I would answer their questions.
No, that's the wrong answer.
No, it's the right answer.
The answer is to add them to your ignore list and report them under the personal details category.
No, you should be polite and you should answer their questions.
No. Only 2% say that you should answer their questions.
Those 2% are the correct people.
24% say report them under the personal details category. 6% say ignore the other player, hoping they will go away. See, 55,000 people voted in these, but then there's just so many more idiots on RuneScape, you know? It's just so funny that, like, I guess we're getting the non-idiots voting in the polls or something. Like, does that make sense? Silence.
I'm adding them up.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, like... What would you'd report them asking for personal details and add them to ignore, right?
No, I would answer that question.
So, okay,
I probably wouldn't add them to the ignore.
Okay, so
I have no one in my ignore list. I'm so.
Oh, I have quite a few from when I was buying seats.
Everyone's like, "You're the same woman to a lady."
I know.
You have a very girlish laugh, and you sound like a pedophile.
No. Okay. What was I saying? Oh, if I found you on RuneScape and I asked you your info, would you give it to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Okay, let's do that after then. Question two, a player...
He just proved he's a pedophile.
Why?
Because you want my personal details.
You wouldn't give me your phone number that time your mic was gone, because you didn't want to record in front of your dad.
In the front room in front of my father. No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because, Shane.
Okay, another player comes up to you saying, "Report me, report me, report me. I'm going to keep spamming you until you report me for bugging you. What should you do?" 57% say, add them to the ignore list.
Tell them to shut up until they go away.
9%.
I'm sorry, that is the only reasonable answer. If you report them for offensive language, I think we all know the report system does nothing. Report them for bug abuse does nothing. Add them to your ignore list? Well, that's no fun. I think it's a lot of fun to have a shouting match with them. That's the only reasonable answer.
Tell them to shut up until they go away.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do with people if they piss me off. I tell
them
to shut up.
Do you do that in real life?
Yeah, if I'm really angry.
Okay. Would you do that to your dad?
Yes.
Okay.
If I was really angry. I'd do it to anyone if I was really angry.
What about you, Paul? Would you add them to the ignore list, or what would you do?
I'd probably walk away. I don't really care. I wouldn't report them for anything because I don't think it would help. It's not going to help. If I did anything, it'd be on the ignore list. But yeah, I'd probably just walk away.
That's the best thing to do. Walk away, because, you know, sometimes in real life people get involved in a situation and end up getting a knife in their stomach, you know? So it's best to just walk away and keep your nose out of things that don't concern you.
No,
If I could do that in RuneScape, that'd be awesome.
Stab someone with a knife?
Stab someone.
Yeah. Just someone's annoying you and you just stab them. And have to run to the bank and get some lobsters or something.
Okay.
Tell them it's stupid.
Yeah, don't stab people. That's bad.
No, it's fun. Go ahead and stab people.
That's the message of the show.
Yeah, go ahead and stab people. No.
That should be the title. Go ahead and stab people.
Sure. I'm all for it. See, I'm conservative here because I've been using this piece of paper for notes for the past week. Anyways, next question, Brad.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just... All right. You need help defeating an in-game boss. What do you do? I go in-game and ask... No, I would send a query to customer support. Excuse me, Jagex, but I need help killing the Kelfuck Queen. I was wondering if Mod Andrew would like to come and help me. If not, you can shove your $5 a month. ETC, ETC.
Okay. Yeah, well, these people are definitely on the right ball because 43% say check the knowledge base or quest help system. Followed by 30% ask other players on the forums.
There's quite a few people with other, though. Those are like, go on the other forums, the people that know what they're talking about, instead of just the RuneScape forums.
Yeah, that's right.
Go on fan sites.
RSBNB. Anyways, speaking of which... I died on that God Wars event. It was because somebody was standing in my place.
Yeah, we were predicting who would die first.
Yeah. So, person who we predicted didn't die. So, that was weird.
Yeah, they didn't die at all. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, anyways, we're not going to be continuing to talk about our death threats here.
I'll kill you.
When you try and log in, the password screen says your password is invalid. Retyping it doesn't work, and your caps lock is not on. What should you do? 80% say send the password request using the links on the main page.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows you should start a new account.
1%.
Oh, I got level 100 on that one. Oh, never mind. I'll just start again.
What? Would your new name be Wilhelm Woodward?
Shut up, Shane. That is not my middle name, and you know it.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Wilhelm. Anyways.
He's a Nazi.
Yeah, 12% say they would look in the knowledge base to see what they would do, and 7% other, so I'm not sure. What would other entail there?
Probably smashing your keyboard very hard, crying, threatening suicide, rejecting customer support. All these things.
Basically the angry German kid. Kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Act like the angry German kid.
Yes, okay. And finally, Brad, question 5.
Okay. A player gives you a website address saying that it will give you free items, sell you GP, or increase your skill levels. What should you do? Ignore the player? Have a look at the website to see if the offer is genuine. Go to the website in hope of getting free items, GP, or increased levels. Report the player for website advertising, other. Now,
yeah.
Once again, I think the only real choice is go to their website in the hope of getting free items, GP, or increased levels.
I don't think
How
so.
How can I lose? Free items, GP? How can I lose?
Because they don't come, and they're against the rules.
So who cares? Rules are boring.
But 89, like, I swear, the idiots are the ones who do not vote in the polls. Like, seriously. You know? Because these people all put up the reasonable answer, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're all wrong. That's all I can say. They're all wrong.
What would you do, Paul?
I'd report the player and then probably report the address through the customer support thingy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did that.
I get responses back for that from all the time.
I did that this morning.
They actually respond to you if you do that,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of... It's kind of automated, but it's actually from a Jagex mod, so...
What I did last night was he had this gold seller on the forum, so what I did is I had him on MSN and I had a nice little chat with him. And then I got his IP address and the IP address of his website and sent them into Jagex.
What did you say to him?
I told him to get the hell off our forums and take his gold selling ads elsewhere for people who want them.
No, Shane actually said, I am the owner of this fan site and I will ban you unless you give me free gold.
Yeah, right. Okay. I guess that's it for the poll this week, unless anybody else has any other RuneScape-related news they want to talk about.
No.
No? Any glitches that we should know about anywhere?
I know a really boring one.
Like, tell.
As far as I know, they still haven't fixed it, but, it's just a graphical glitch. If you go to the boat south of in the south of Ardy, if you're gonna go to Brimhaven to get a Slayer task, the dock there is like warped downward. At least in World 98, it is, and I've reported it at least twice so far, and they haven't fixed it. It's really weird. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe it's a warp pipe. Anyways. That's it for RuneScape News. Now we got an audio question this week from BillyBob88.
Hey RSBNB, BillyBob88 here. What I think the new big update coming out next year is weather. Weather? Why weather, you ask? Well, in the behind the scenes for November, it says, we couldn't part from you without mentioning something very, very big on the horizon. The new year brings a stunning new update, and we are so happy with it that we're going to let a few hints trickle out over the next few weeks. In that it says horizon, as in sun up or sundown, and trickle, as in rain. Also, it says stunning, which could maybe be sunshine. What are your thoughts on this? Love the show. Listen every week. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for the wonderful compliments. Right, Brad?
I think that's actually a pretty good observation. Because they did say they'd be giving hints, and what he says makes sense. So,
were there any hints this week?
I'm not sure, but it's... Sorry?
Were there any hints this week?
I don't know, but it what he said made sense, though, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It all adds up. I think he could be onto something there.
I don't know, Paul. What's your thoughts?
It'd be interesting if they did do this, but I think it would put a strain on some of the crappier computers that people have. Well, I mean, if you go to the places with snow and with, I guess that's the only weather, or just perfect. If you go to like one of the mountains with the snow, I don't know. I don't really have a bad computer. Just Vista, and you do notice it kind of lag just loading it, but I don't know how bad that would be on a computer that couldn't really take the graphics. But yeah, if they added weather everywhere, it would definitely be interesting.
Because you do know that they had that poll recently about your computer stats, and the majority of people didn't know, so...
Yeah. It's a good point about the weather, though, because on World of Warcraft, obviously, they have weather, unique weather.
What does the weather do on World of Warcraft?
Rains in certain zones, it snows, windy, dark, sunny, all this. But for rain, for example, my usual FPS is about 50 to 60. But if it's raining in wherever I am, the FPS usually drops by about 20. So
oh, yeah.
It does have quite a negative effect.
What kind of graphics card do you have?
ATI Radeon something.
Well, what? Yeah, there's lots of Radeons.
And isn't it like a top of the range one? But it's good enough.
Okay. See, that would be so interesting, like sandstorms in the desert, you know? Real dust
too
devils.
Inhibiting to your view.
Like, what else would there be? Hurricanes coming for Karamja.
It's funny, though, because I was reading...
A tornado going through Asgardia?
Shut up, Shane, I'm speaking. I was reading the behind... I was reading the behind-the-scenes, and I was trying to pick up if there were any hints, and I completely missed all of those, so this person's obviously very astute. I'm just very thick.
Yeah, I think the latter is true.
Shut up.
Were there any hints this week with the assist system, you guys think?
I don't know. Let's have a look. I'm going to actually go and get the news post, because...
I don't know. Children, I don't think so. Dual Arena, no. Skill icons, maybe. Smithing Make X, I'm not so sure.
No, you have to read the post. You have to read the...
I don't know. Paul, what's your thoughts on the weather? Or did I already ask you?
You already asked.
Okay. I think it would just be a really fun idea, you know? Even have day and night. So, for instance, only certain creatures will come out at night for Hunter, you know?
That would have to be server specific, though, wouldn't it? Because they couldn't run by universal time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, for instance, we have a new plant that would only grow at nighttime, you know what I mean?
No, Shane, this is taking it too far. You can't make it too complicated, because you remember that Jagex mainly caters to 12 and 13-year-olds.
Yes, well, just imagine being able to not farm in the winter season, you know?
No, Shane, that's taking it too far.
Why? Why?
Because not being able to farm in the winter season, do you just want to stop as many people from getting 99 as possible?
That makes it more real, like real life.
Shane, no, it just wouldn't work.
Okay, so you pick out some hints from... today, I don't know.
I couldn't see any. I mean, maybe it's just in the behind the scenes.
But Trickle?
I didn't see any hints.
Go ahead.
I didn't see any hints whenever I looked.
Yeah,
I don't think there will be hints in just the weekly updates, because that's talking about this week's updates.
What if it's written on the map in a place like really low, like pixelated? Like, what if they write a message, you know?
Okay, I'm now proceeding to hang myself with this belt. Because Shane is... Goodbye, cruel world.
Because once on one of our versions of the RSBNB interactive map, what I did was, on one of the tiles, on one of the Zoom levels, I wrote my name.
Oh, Shane.
It could be something like that, so... I don't know, I'm really interested now, so if anybody has any more hints, send them along. Questions at rsbnb.com. Okay, thank you, Billy Bob, 88.
Good question. Good
observation. Yes, very good.
Yes.
Paul, take the first question, please, after the audio there.
What do you do to look forward, or what do you look forward to doing every morning? Mine would have to be playing Halo 3, and that's from Josh. God, I can't talk.
Interesting. Halo 3 in the morning.
Halo,
I guess,
all the time. Come on.
But what about school?
Do you look forward to doing that?
No.
So why would you look forward to it?
I'm just saying, why would he play Halo 3 in the morning?
I don't want to insult anybody.
Okay. So what do you look forward to every day?
Me?
Yes.
I don't know, really. I'm usually a pretty pessimistic person. I don't get up thinking, oh, joy, what am I going to do today? I get up thinking, shit, what the hell do I
do? I'm going to get an iPhone.
No, Shane, will you shut up about that?
Okay, but do you look forward to getting up and getting dressed and having your breakfast?
I don't have breakfast most days.
Well, that could be part of your problem.
I don't look forward to much. I'm a pretty pessimistic person.
Okay, Paul.
Wow, that was weird.
What do you look forward to? Whoa. Are you still with us?
I think so.
Okay. What do you look forward to in the morning?
Okay, maybe I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything, so just talk.
Okay,
we can hear you sporadically. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So what do I look forward to when you wake up? Probably going back to bed. No, I don't know. Depends what class I have that day. Like, if I have a lab, those are always fun. But
what do you do in the labs? Long,
probably not. Chem lab, we're doing bio, like biofuels right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's what my wonderful lab report will have to be on. Yeah.
I don't know what I look forward to.
Like playing RuneScape, Shane.
No, not really.
Seeing your sister, hearing her shout abuse at you.
Oh, watching Star Trek, of course.
Oh, yes. I forgot the obvious.
Oh, sure. No. Yeah.
Doing farming runs.
I haven't done a farming run for a while, but I probably should because I have quite a nice collection of seeds. I have like 10 palm seeds, 3 magic, 5 you, and a few calquit and a spirit to plant. So I should do that.
Did you just say you have 5 Jews?
Palm. Use, yeah.
That's such an obvious joke. It's like when somebody in the woodcutting forum accidentally misspelled their topic, and their topic read, selling 10k Jews.
How the heck do you do that?
I think it was a typo, or it was a sick joke.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really, like, look forward to much in the mornings, but maybe I look forward to doing the show.
Really? That's sad.
Yeah, I do. Don't you?
No, I dread it. No, it's alright.
Okay, well, maybe we'll look for a replacement for you then. Okay.
You're not replacing me.
However, do any of you wear glasses? If so, what kind? If you have in the past, when? From Davo338. Brad, do you wear glasses?
No.
Ever did?
Nope.
So your eyes are perfect?
Yes, they are perfect.
Okay, Paul?
Nope, no glasses.
What? I've always pictured you to wear glasses.
No. No, I don't wear glasses, and I don't have contacts, and...
Is your hair
perfect
blonde?
Vision as far as I can... Dirty blonde, maybe.
Oh, I pictured that. With glasses.
Shane, if you had, like a mental image of him in your head...
Yes, I have a mental image of you, too.
You've seen my picture, Shane. You don't need to have a mental image of me.
Okay, and
Shane wears glasses.
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I'm looking at you right now.
No, yeah, actually I do, and I have for like the past, 15 years. So, past 15 years or so, and I can't see without them. I have to go like 5 centimeters from the computer screen to be able to read it without them, so let's just say I do need them really badly.
Oh.
You guys are lucky, you know, like having good sight and all.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, for now until you become about 40, both of you. Then I'll laugh.
According to my parents' genetics, I will be having glasses. Oh, and I'll be bald by the time I'm like 40.
Thank
That's
you.
That's why I have such long hair now. I'm making the most of my hair before I lose it all.
Oh.
There you go.
Short hair is good. Do you have short hair, Paul?
Yeah, it's pretty short. Well, not right now. Well, it's short anyway, but I need a haircut.
But it's not like down to your shoulders or anything, right?
Oh, no. It's short by anyone's standard.
Yeah, that's how long Brad's is, down to his shoulders or something, right?
No, it's not. It's just down to the back of my neck at the moment. It's not quite okay. My shoulders.
Okay, we only got a few questions this week because one of us forgot to post it on Monday.
Shut up, Shane. It was you.
Shane, what's with your avatar? I don't get it from Jan.
It's Jack Bauer threatening to cut someone's finger off.
Yes, and everybody should be scared about it. Because I keep one of those in my desk.
And I'll reach...
Yeah, I do. No, but I keep the cutter. So I'll reach through the screen and chop your finger off if you decide not to behave on the forums.
Everyone beware.
Yeah, because otherwise you won't be getting your finger back. Which is a sad story, because you do need your fingers to play RuneScape and type. So, yeah. That's what the avatar is. It's a cigar cutter adapted to cut fingers. From Jan. Brad, next question.
Okay. What is your single favorite band at the current moment? That's from SkillPure 100.
What's yours?
I've not listened to music much recently, so I can't really say I have a favorite band at the moment.
The Beatles?
Did you just, completely ignore my last sentence? Because I just said, I don't think I can say I have a favorite band at the moment. Moron.
Okay.
What's your favorite band, Shane?
I don't have one.
Why? Don't you like music?
I don't have one, though.
Are you out of touch with popular culture?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that like?
It's nice, actually.
Really? Why?
Because I don't have to deal with people. Figure out what's happening and what's happening when, so... I don't know. I don't listen to much. Don't have anything. Paul, your
Star
turn?
Star Trek theme tune.
Yes! What's your favorite?
Wow, my sound is glitching up so much, it's not even funny. Favorite band at the moment is Linkin Park. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to like those.
Yeah, they're good. They've changed, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, more things change, the more they stay the same. Right, Brad?
No, Shane. You try to get that in every week or something.
I'm just trying to figure out if Paul agrees with that.
No, he doesn't. Nobody agrees with it.
Do you?
Probably not. If they change, they change.
Yes.
But after they change...
No, Shane, shut up.
Okay, but the question is, the more, or the statement is, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's like at the instant. So as they're changing, they're not staying the same.
But yeah, they do.
Exactly.
But yeah, if you kill someone.
Oh, here's the Star Trek music you guys talk about.
No, Shane, 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 no, Shane. No Shane, no Shane.
See, if I didn't tell you it was Star Trek, you wouldn't know. Right?
Yes. No, whatever.
Ooh. What happened to your microphone? I just heard it clonk or something.
He's taking a small little break.
Okay. How do we know that?
You're not in the conversation anymore.
Damn it.
You left.
Oh, damn. That's just great. That's really just great. Anyways, he's taking a break?
Yeah, he's in a toilet break right now.
Yeah, you didn't need to say that on the air, you know? Anyways, yeah. You want to move on or you want to wait?
Either way.
All right, well, let's move on because... I don't think he'll like this next question. In RuneScape, where do you go to relax from Schwa 9? Where do you go to relax?
I don't know. I wouldn't really go somewhere to relax.
Typically somewhere away from people, right?
Yeah.
Like Luletia or something, you know? Okay,
top
of the Slayer Tower.
Top of the Slayer Tower, come on.
I'd love to go to the Elven Forest and cut magics and... burn magic logs, that'd be so fun.
I clicked the log,
there's nobody there
to relax.
What did you do, Brad?
I click the log out button to relax.
And then you go lay in your bed like you're doing right now.
I wouldn't lie in my bed. I went to bath.
Okay. Okay. So you don't do anything on RuneScape to relax then, Brad?
No.
Okay.
I relax by logging out of it.
What about on WoW?
I'd probably, you know, go to like a really lush green-looking zone. Like, well, I could say some names, but you'd have no idea. What
like
I'm
the Elven Forest on RuneScape.
No, there are no Elven Forests.
No, well, yeah, some, like the analogous to that, right?
Mulgore.
Mulgore.
Stranglethorn Vale.
Okay.
I'll show you a screenshot of it.
Here, find it on that map.
Okay.
And then, yeah, well. Anyways, so Brad, I, like, personally, wouldn't you find going to the Elven Forest relaxing? No? Either of you?
Shane. Nobody likes that except you. I'm trying to find this.
Okay.
It's really slow loading.
Okay, well, we'll be moving on then. Final question. What is your favorite city's place in the world? Why keep up the good work from DannyBoy115? Brad, what's your favorite city? London? Your town, which I won't say because you don't want me to, or Berlin?
I don't care if people know where I live. Gloucester.
It's pronounced Gloucester.
It's pronounced Gloucester. Almost called something very bad there.
So what's your favorite?
I don't know. I like London a lot.
Isn't it, like, dirty?
No, London's a nice place. Okay. Apart from the whole thing, you know, with a police officer shooting you in the head slightly suspiciously. That is a bit of a put-off. But, no, I'd say probably my favorite place in all the world. I don't know. Berlin's nice. But
Florida?
I don't know. No, I'd say I don't know. I'm really indecisive. I'd probably say London, actually.
Okay.
London's a very nice place.
Okay, so not from your trip to Calgary when you were 5?
I don't remember that, Shane.
Okay, Paul?
Favorite place? Probably back home in Ohio. Or that's where I grew up. I moved when I was 6 to Vermont. But, yeah, probably back where my grandparents live and everyone else. Yeah. So.
Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I actually, I like it here, and I have another place I like to go, but I'm not going to say the name because I don't want anyone tracking me down there. So, yeah, I'll tell you guys later, but it's okay here aside from the 37 murders last year.
Oh, that's nice.
what a shame you weren't... No, I don't mean that.
Yeah, don't be like that. Otherwise, we'll find someone to replace you. Okay, that's it for questions this week because Brad forgot to post them on to Tech News.
Because Shane forgot to post the topic because he's a worthless piece of
It's official. Nice. Google announces open source mobile phone OS called Android.
What a gay name.
What? It's like Android, like Data on Star Trek. He's an Android. So is their phone OS. Anyways, Google Phone has arrived, sort of, but it's not in that kind of expected form of an iPhone-type clone or anything like that. But the main thing of this news item is that it's the OS, not the actual phone. It's supposed to be an open OS that'll work on all the carriers, and then it's going to have a license agreement saying that the carrier has to keep it open, so no locking it down like the iPhone or anything like that. So, I don't know, personally that sounds good to me because I just don't like pieces of hardware that are so locked down, like the iPhone and all those game consoles, like the 360 and whatnot. You know what I mean? You get my drift?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of phones do you guys have?
Some crappy Nokia shit. Uh-huh. Not Nokia, but yeah, Nokia.
But you're not getting an iPhone?
No.
Okay. Paul?
I've got a Motorola something or other.
The Razor or the Crazer? Or...
No, it's nothing. It was nothing popular. It's just whatever the heck my dad picked up.
See,
my sister and my mom have it too, so yay.
See, that's the thing. Like, it's released under the Apache license free. I don't know why they didn't use GPL, but I don't know. I just think it's a good thing that Google is finally getting its hooks into something like this to compete with the iPhone, you know?
Yeah. Well, you'll be walking around with your phone one day, with the Google OS, and you'll start getting advertisements wherever you're walking.
Yeah, and they could base it on your past search results. So if, let's say, you were searching for shady things, it would give ads on shady things, you know?
Hey, come to the strip joint down at Market Street. Come on.
Yeah, like that.
Right next
door. Or if you eat out lots, it could give you ads for the Pizza Hut or something. Or in Brad's case, it could give you ads on great sales of chemical components. I don't know. I think it's a good idea because something has to be opened like that. I just don't like the idea of something being locked up so that you can't do anything with it, you know? Like, OS X is kind of locked up in the fact that it's on the Apple hardware, which is fine, but you're able to customize it greatly because right now you can change the menu bar to not be transparent, and you can change the dock, you know? Like, I have pictures of the dock on the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
And there's the first blog plug.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just think it's good for something to be open, like Firefox versus Opera. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What browser do you use, Paul?
Firefox.
Good. Good boy.
All the time.
Good job.
Yeah.
Because Opera is just, I just find it closed up and it's just harder to use.
Full of fanboys. Oprah is my life.
Oprah has her own YouTube channel now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's just a side note. I just heard that, but in case anybody
like
wants
Jerry
to go watch
Springer
it.
Jerry much more.
Jerry.
Do you guys get that show there?
Slightly different.
Brad, in the UK?
Sorry?
Do you get Jerry Springer in the UK?
They used to show it years ago. I remember watching it.
Did you watch it when you were like 10 or something?
Yeah, I did. I didn't watch it all the time, but I used to watch it if I had nothing else to do in it as well.
What the heck?
Yeah, I know.
I guess that's where your explosive nature comes from.
Yeah, from watching the Jerry Springer show.
Wow. Okay, off topic there. Way off topic, but on to the next thing, which is really nice for me and other Mac users around RSPNB. The fact that Apple's begun internal testing of 10.5.1. Finally. Because there's a few things that are little problems in 10.5, such as the firewall, spotlight indexing, iCal syncing, keychain login, and text drawing corruption, whatever the heck that means, which I think I know what that means, because right now if you drag a window really quick, the title bar at the top of the menu kind of like ghosts, you know what I mean? Like, you know in Windows how where it says like Skype or something up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you drag that around in OS X, it like leaves a ghost. So that's going to be fixed, hopefully. I just hope that they really fix this firewall, because it's interfering with Skype due to the fact right now that I have to run it from like a disk image or something. So that's rather annoying. So I just hope that gets fixed. But about time to test out 10.5.1. So many little upgrades always coming. Service Pack 1 for Vista, Service Pack 3 for XP, both those next year. 10.5.1 by the end of the month, hopefully. 10.4.11, next version of Skype, next version of RuneScape, which comes next week. Lots of stuff around. But anyways, I doubt you guys. I think I put both you guys to sleep, because I'm not hearing anything during this story. So we'll call Brad Bradler and Paul Paulina if they don't want to wake up.
No.
Thanks for doing your own bleep. On to the rants. You guys can fight over the first one or second one.
I don't mind which one.
Paul, take the first one.
All right. If Jagex doesn't listen, we all have a choice. Everyone who wants this to change, turn your assist button off. Jagex is not going to change this. How do I know? They didn't change PC when a lot of people wanted it back. They didn't change the shops when people wanted it back. What makes this any different? The only way we can stop this is by consistently keeping our assist thing off. If we don't want RuneScape to end, we need to do this now. My view on the end of RuneScape, high levels will quit, leaving low levels to fend for themselves. With this thing being babied 24/7, they won't know... sorry, I got a visitor. They won't know how to make their own money and be too lazy to raise their own skills, so they quit. Since no one is becoming a member, and those who are members are quitting, Jagex will be forced to end the game because of insufficient funds. in memory of... And all that's and all others that have quit because of this, and many more to come.
Yeah, there are some names there, but I removed them because I didn't want to put them down. So yeah, that's why that's there. But I don't know. Is it really that big of an issue?
No.
No.
It's 30,000 experience.
I know. Brad, what do you think?
Overreacting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what would you tell them to do? Only say if you can do say it without okay. Yeah, would you like if you were a noob, would you want this?
No.
No. You'd rather work for your own levels?
Yes.
And you would rather do it the hard way?
Yes.
Okay, we're just having a little exchange on MSN here about how we get rid of people. Okay. Paul, whenever you get back, that's nice to know what you did to those people that came in. But anyways, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I'll probably have it on Friends. What about you, Brad?
Yeah, I wouldn't have any problem doing it for Friends, but I wouldn't want doing it for random
I know.
News.
Like, what about all these little peers who come running around, you know?
Yeah, just ignore them.
Exactly. Like, that's what I do now. Like when I'm woodcutting, they'll say, "Are you a bot? Are you a bot?" Because I don't say anything. Like what the hell? A level 112, whatever I am, 91 woodcutting, is not going to be a bot.
If they asked me if I was a bot, I would say yes.
Because that's the response that all bots give. Are you a bot? Of course I am.
Yes. Report me, please. Get me banned. I don't care.
And then we go around on a witch hunt looking at RSBNB to figure out who reported you.
Oh. It was the... we have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea. But anyways...
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yes, no idea. We have no idea. We have a very clear idea. I mean, no idea.
Okay, in that case, Brad, with your little stealthily maneuvers there, take the next rant.
Yes, sir. Have you ever been reported and received a black mark for something that seemed unfair?
Talk louder.
Well, if you answered yes, then I know what you mean. I've had that problem around a week ago. I could not post about this until today because I was banned from forums for a week. It wasn't even that big either. I even made an appeal for the most unnecessary rule-breaking ever. I'll show you soon, but in the meantime, if you think this thread should be locked, I don't think it should be because I'm ranting and on the stickers I don't say anything about reporting an unfair report. Yes, there are some forum bans, perm bans, mutes, etc., but I already appealed. I mean, I had 5.5 black marks before, now I have 8.2. The white knight you have with the flag when you log on in the appeal about mute is red for me, while it was green before. I think, I can't remember because my last report was in January. It was when I was non-member again and quit. It was around the time I played a game where you would cuss, so I was a little overreacting on RuneScape. My last report was on Halloween. Why, that's...
Louder!
I think... shut the hell up. I think the report system is too strict. I mean, come on. I know one of my reports was semi-necessary, but the other one I had for Jagex. My first report was me saying, Superman, that beep. You know the rest if you listen to Soldier Boy rapper. Well, I agree with Jagex, but my next...
What the heck is Soldier Boy?
A rapper, I guess. Soldier. That sort of Soldier. Name.
Yeah. You know it?
I know of him. I don't know the exact...
Okay, continue.
Yeah, they were blasting it down the hall earlier.
Yeah. Right, continue, well, Brad. Here, I get a 7-day mute for this, I'm sure. I don't think it was reasonable for me to get a mute for my first defense on Halloween, not my first defense ever in RuneScape. The next one was denied. I really can't believe it. Right, freeze. I know I didn't say this before, but when I made the appeal for Jagex, for the Jagex impersonation they said I made, I never said I wasn't on my account at the time. Why? I said I would like to apologize. Not that I wasn't on my account at the time. I didn't even know what I was being reported for. And again, if it was about the banning pile, well, I explained that to them. They said, why? I can't even message back to them. I mean, if it was really the banning part, I put it under it. I was playing around because the guy was talking about Teledor logged out. So I just said I banned him. I never meant it. I feel cheated, to be honest. I've played since Yo-Yo's come out, and I get cheated like this. I have no problem. My first one, when people saw that I listened to Soulja Boy say Superman that beep. At least on RuneScape or Super Stoke that beep, whichever. That was got to be one of the most incoherent rants we have ever done on the show. I find myself thinking, what the f*** was he on about? Because I really have no clear idea.
He got reported for something.
But I don't
that
get
he
it.
Didn't do.
Yeah, but... Well, no, he admits to doing it. He's like, I did this, but it's unfair that I got reported for it.
Well, then you shouldn't...
You shouldn't do it then, should you?
I know, even... Yeah. Like, I don't know.
This guy seems like a complete retard to me, but whatever.
Aren't they all retards?
Yes.
Not that we aren't, but we're not, right?
Anyway, you just said not that we are.
Yeah, are you implying that we are retards?
No, no, not at all.
Shane just admitted to being a retard.
I'm not a retard.
And you're calling us retards, too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, bastard.
Why would I call you guys a retard?
Because you have a pent-up rage.
You're not retards. Brad's got, he goes to school and cuts vegetables for a job.
Cuts vegetables. Why? Wow, that sounds so retarded.
And Paul.
thanks for making me sound retarded, Shane.
And Paul is a chemical engineering student, so I think you can't be retarded doing that.
Shane called us retarded.
Not very long, though.
You're not retarded.
I can't believe Shane called me a retard.
You're not.
I'm so upset. I just... No. Nothing you can say will detract from my upset.
Are you okay?
I'm going to cry now.
I think... Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, so we're all a bunch of retards then. Are we?
That's probably what everyone who's listening to this is thinking.
I pity anyone who's listening for the first time.
They're probably thinking, what the... What are you doing?
Okay, last rant goes to me now. this is about farming. Now, don't get me wrong. I like farming. There are a few problems with the skill, though. There isn't much aid, except for... a few skills. Grow a brand new tree for high level bows, a level 60 bow for instance. The dark bow would not be made of this tree's wood. Also, brand new foods at very high levels heal about the same, if not more than sharks. New vegetables such as beans, peas, or rice put in the allotment batch. The skill stops at level 85. Solution, as stated above, plus the ability for the whole secondary ingredient of Torstal, I would suggest a level 95 fruit tree called SI palm, the real point. Anyway, the SI pronounced SI would be a fruit, create a potion that boosts runecrafting by 5 level maximum based on your level, of course. This skill is boring to some players. Is it boring to you guys?
Yes.
It's not. Do it enough. I mean, I plant herb seeds that I get from Slayer, and I walk away.
It's not that boring, see? It's fun.
If you did just farming, I could see where it would be a little dull, but if you spice it, it'd
I did
cool.
that.
Spice
I did that for September.
I know, but you didn't just farm, did you?
Yes, I did.
Like, were you literally on a consistent...
Yes.
Were you on a consistent farming run?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Nothing else, really, that month.
Okay,
A farming minigame with a base requirement of 60-plus farming. My idea would be pretty basic, though could be improved by Jagex. The game would be to plant the proper plants where needed. You can use Hunter to catch rabbits, which try to eat the crops, and use your combat skills to fight off monsters who love nothing more than destroying plants. The rewards from this minigame would range from experience to new seeds, not obtainable anywhere else. These would be anything from brand new herbs, better than Torstal 2, if you're lucky, the above-mentioned SI palm seed. This would be the only way to get any of the new, as these new seeds would be based on entirely luck of which you get. You'd also get lower-level seeds, also brand new. You could also get a pipeline to use in any allotment, flower, hops, fratch, so they would water themselves. I feel with these updates, the now-neglected farming skill would be used by a much wider collection of players. I like this rant. It's pretty decent, and it's written well, and it has good ideas. What do you guys think?
That pretty much sums up my thoughts on it.
Yeah, because you don't like farming.
Yeah.
How big is your backyard?
Not very big.
Do you have to cut the grass?
No, I don't do that.
Do you have to mow the lawn? I mean, that's the same thing. Do you have to plant flowers?
No, I don't do any gardening.
Why don't you do that?
Do you do that at your house?
No.
Exactly.
But it would be fun, wouldn't it? Like, you could go out and plant flowers and then take pictures of them for us.
I could say the same, Shane. Why don't you do it?
Because we have too short a growing season.
Have you ever done it?
Yes.
When?
We used to have a garden with like vegetables in it and pumpkins and sunflowers and potatoes. Yeah. Now it's just grass. With some little bushes and a raspberry bush.
Who does the gardening then? Is it your mother?
Well, no, not really. Yeah, well, she puts the stuff in and my dad cleans it up. So, that's how it works here. And no, we don't farm any bad crops that are illegal or anything.
Hash.
Hash?
Pot, Shane.
Oh, okay. Okay, and you guys seem like you're falling asleep, Rattler and Paulina. Like, wake up.
Because you're being boring.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, it is.
Eh. It's Wednesday. No, it's Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday. Which is nice.
Which is Friday's tomorrow, yay.
Yay. Anyways, what's this comment you say about the gardening around the house?
I'm not going to carry it any further. I said that.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't even hear it. What'd you say?
No, you said it.
Oh.
About how your parents garden. I'm not going to carry it any further than it went.
Why?
I'm just not going to do it.
Okay. Okay, then. You guys done with this? Are you guys ready to wake up? Because if you're not, I'll just continue talking about farming.
I'm awake.
Okay. Other things. The non-RS gaming forum, for those of you who are going to use it, and it is being used a little more than I thought it would be, which is rather interesting. Being a sub-forum and all that, it's already got 21 topics in it. We'll just have to wait and see if that continues now, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Any of you guys going to be using it?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Brad?
I don't know.
Brad?
Can you hear me now?
What happened to you?
Sorry, I accidentally pressed the mute button.
Oh. Well, that's...
I've probably been speaking for the past
20
minutes.
Yeah. We're on other things now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I said I've posted in the non-RS gaming forum.
Oh.
I wondered why you were ignoring me.
Your fault. What'd you post?
In the World of Warcraft thread.
Oh, God. Okay. Non-RS gaming forum. TeamSpeak server.
Which I have yet to use.
Yeah, we've heard people talking in there. Some people... It's hard to... I never pictured people sounding like how they sound, you know? Like, some people... Whoa, did I just get really loud for a sec?
No, it's fine.
I just picture some people not sounding like how they sound, you know?
Why is that?
I don't know. You just never think someone's going to sound how they do until you actually hear them. Like, for instance, we thought Brad would, like, sound like some other kind of person.
But you've already heard
Such
Brad
as?
From... Do you mean Brad, the New Zealand?
No, you.
What the fuck you want to
I thought you'd have a different kind of British accent.
What? You've been hearing my voice for well over a year now, Shane.
No, I thought when we first started.
Shane.
Yeah, anyways, I don't know, that's interesting.
Shane has pre-senile dementia.
What?
Pre-senile dementia.
What the hell is that?
It's like dementia, but you get it when you're young.
I see, okay. What have we been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing. What about school? What you been doing in that?
Nothing.
Nothing. So, like, you just go there and what? Sit? Look at other people?
Because I've been... No, they're all freaks. I don't look at any of the people.
You told me about... Tell the story about your lab partner.
Oh, yeah, because in biology we were, We were looking at slides. And it was a collaborative effort because we only had like a certain number of
microscopes.
Microscopes, that's it. And the person who I was paired up with was not really paying attention to what they were doing. And they were sort of looking at their phone and looking at their watch and gazing out the window. So I yelled at them and told them to pay attention. And after that, they did. So don't fuck
What exactly did you say to them?
I just sort of said in like a very, like a voice like this, are you going to pay attention to what we're doing, or are you going to continue to waste your life?
Oh, so you said it exactly those same words?
Yes, I said...
Oh, so you swore at him?
Yeah, but the teacher was out of earshot, so it was fine.
You can get
they don't hear, can't hurt you.
You can get suspended for that.
No, plenty of people swear in class, as long as you don't actually... Well, no, plenty of people swear in class, but they're just told to, you know, don't swear, or if they do it...
I didn't know you British people swear like that.
We don't swear all the time. I only swear when people are out of earshot, who I don't want to hear.
And then you told me he dropped the class?
What do you mean?
He like...
Yes, he did. After about like 3 weeks after I shouted at him, he just stopped turning up, and it turned out I found it later he dropped the class.
You drove him into a deep depression.
Stop accusing me of things.
Paul?
In RS, I bought enough bones for 99 prayer, so I'm going to be bored as hell for the next couple months.
Months? It's going to take that long?
Well, I don't play as much as I used to, so it's going to take many months, I believe.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Out of RS, looking forward for, or till 2 weeks from now when I get to go home, for Thanksgiving break.
Oh, that's nice.
It's long time in coming.
I have a 5-day weekend.
Boom.
Right now, so. I mean, 4.
I have a 2-day weekend.
Well, that's nice. Brad, what about you?
Nothing.
Aw, too bad. Yeah, so you and Brad can get together and work on some chemical formulas or something like that.
And you can go and jump out of a window.
I've been coding.
Jumping out of a window would be terrible.
Been coding and working on stuff. It's fun sometimes, but it's not so fun sometimes. Like, it just doesn't make it. Just sometimes it's like, what have I gotten myself into? You know, that's not working. So if anyone knows how to debug that, that'd be great. No, no takers.
No.
Wait, debug what?
Debug that in the MSN convo. No? Okay.
No.
With that said, I think RSBNB update 125 is done. 5 cubed, 125. Cube root of 125 is equal to 5. So with that said, RSBNB update 5 cubed is out for Paul. You don't have a website, do you?
Nope, no website.
Okay, and Brad at saidbybrad.com. And you actually changed the name of the blog now, too, to be Said by Brad and not As Said by Brad.
Yeah.
Anyways, see you next week. RSVP update is done.